Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, live radio shooting from the hip. Folks, look at the timing of these fires, these deadly Texas wildfires that are torching over 1 million acres. It's said to be the largest blaze in state history. Look at the timing. Well, if you go to another network, friends, it's interesting that they're calling Joe Biden's appearance at the border a cruel political op. Of course. Folks, you know what these brown shirts do. You see them doing this kind of stuff all day long. This is distraction. Well, you're being invaded by illegals. They're putting up false pretenses, friends, fiend pretenses, and acting as if they're there to support the people and uphold the law, when in fact, you know, Americans, that he is doing just the exact opposite. I want to say this because I think people need to think, and that's what we do here on the radio. I want to make clear that people get what I'm going to say next. This is not Joe Biden's government. Well, let me just say it again. Joe's just doing what the people's government is allowing him to do. Again, this isn't Biden's government, no more than it's Trump's government, no more than it's Obama's, no more than it's the Clintons or the Bushes. It's not their government. You've been trained to believe that this is their government. And that's why they take the helm and act in such a fashion that they do. Let me say it again. This is not Biden's government. This is your government. We, the people, are the government. Biden is merely a reflection of what Americans will allow. Period. That's what's going on. But I wanted you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, that there's massive fires going on in Texas right now to distract the people from the illegals coming in, just to get the topic onto a different story, one from what the people were paying attention to. And it's interesting that the first thing that came to mind in this particular instance is the suspiciousness of these fires. And sure enough, here it is, Fox 23 News. Police investigating suspicious fires as possible arson. Okay, so that means somebody's starting the fires. Do you guys remember what was it, about 9 months ago, all these fires that were going on in Canada and in California? And then we showed you the videos of the helicopters starting the fires. And, of course, they wanted you to believe that some lone kook was out there starting these fires. No, that's not what was going on. No, folks, these are the brown shirts in action. You are now in these times in the present where you have your own brown shirts, friends. And you've known this again for 3 to 4 to 5 decades. So when this sort of stuff happens, nobody should be surprised as to what, in fact, is happening right now. The deadliest Texas wildfire torches over 1 million acres. The police say that is very suspicious. There's nothing suspicious about it, friends. This is what the reoccurring theme is with the American people, is they're continuously trained to stand down concerning this injustice. Here, let me tell you this. Proverbs 21, verse 7 tells us, those that refuse, I'm talking to you Americans, I'm talking to the 329.5 million people that are allowing less than 1.7% of the population to do the things to you that they're getting away with today. Proverbs 21, verse 7 tells us, those that refuse to do justice, again, I'm talking to you, that's the heart of God, will choose to do the wrong. That's right, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. It said evil men. Why? Because they love their sin. And it also tells us in a previous verse in chapter 28, those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. Well, guess what? You're praising them by allowing them to do the things that they're doing. Let me finish that scripture. Those that refuse to do justice, America, will choose to do the wrong. What are the effects of injustice? It tells us. It will return upon your own head. That's right. No, America is in a position now where it's self-inflicting. Okay, it's self-consuming. We're destroying ourselves. Why? Because of our injustice. And our injustices are that we tolerate the crimes of the wicked. That's what Proverbs 21, verse 7 is telling us. The American people have become accomplices in the face of God by not bringing forth His law and executing it unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked to establish righteousness and peace. You're going to hear that every day on the show, folks, because that is the answer many claim that they want. Now, I want to show you something because I want to tee this up for the next segment. Because this is another injustice that the American people are suffering right now. And you need to see this. This girl is called Lakin Riley. She's a 22-year-old girl that was just heinously murdered by a repeat illegal immigrant. Obviously, that is here from a different
country.
Found
dead on a trail near the University of Georgia campus. The suspect is 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra, and it was soon discovered that he is actually an illegal immigrant who crossed the U.S. border in 2022. He left his home in Venezuela and crossed into El Paso, Texas that year. And as it is clear that Ibarra should have been deported back to Venezuela, he was actually let into the United States due to lack of space at his detention facility. It's also been discovered that Jose Ibarra was arrested before in New York City for endangering a five-year-old child. On top of that, he has a brother by the name of Diego Ibarra, who also entered this country illegally, has been arrested on multiple occasions, and most recently has been arrested for faking a green card and utilizing that to get a position at the University of Georgia.
They're bringing their culture with them.
Together. If Jose Ibarra is responsible for this heinous crime, it was most definitely a preventable one, and one that could have been prevented in 2022 when he came to the U.S. border in order to get into the United States of America.
Okay, so again, let's just slow our roll concerning the show. Who's alluring the illegals into America? Your federal and your state said representatives. Who's responsible for the crimes of this young lady? The federal and the state governments. If you want to ignore that and go ahead and just take a shot at luck and think that this isn't going to hit you sooner or later, you can go ahead and do that. But do keep in mind, friends, the scripture that I just gave you in Proverbs 21, verse 7 applies to you, and God's word is infallible, and it will not return void, just so you know. Again, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of that page, and when you go to the top of that page, you can see where you can actually subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live. Do so. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can do that, pro or con. You can contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's move on here. I want to show you this. Another issue that has fallen to the kids. I want you to think about this. The young people in this country have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. This we know. But have you taken the time to realize that since the beginning of their lives to the present, over the last how many decades, that they have been under attack, and the parents for the most part? And I'm talking across the boards. I've done 365 schools in 25 states, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. Those schools are filled because the professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, 86% of the good people in this country are the ones that are dropping their kids off to be raised up illegally through a violation of the 10th Amendment by their sworn enemies. Okay, so I know what I'm dealing with here, okay? But what I'm saying is, isn't it interesting? They're under attack. And the kids are the ones, the young people are the ones that are having to stand up and defend themselves. Why? Because the older people, they just want you, like the Epicureans found in Acts 19. They just want something new to talk about. They don't want to actually do anything about what's going on. No, they just want to talk about what's going on, regardless if it's falling upon their kids or not. That is the sickest, most irresponsible generation I think I can even identify or in particular call out. because it is craziness what the people in this country are allowing to happen. Now, I just highlighted the fact that Lake and Riley, a student at the University of Georgia, was murdered by illegals. I told you this was coming, and now it's here. And I want to show you the young people standing back trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. Okay, well, you're entertaining yourselves, Americans. These are the young people in colleges that are trying to figure out what they're supposed to do because they realize that if the illegals murdered this girl and her alone, we might be next. They have enough common sense to put two and two together. Look at the young people at the university. Do they deserve this? I'm just curious. Do our kids deserve this? Look at all the girls. You'll notice all the girls. These are the ones that are standing back, trying to figure out what they're supposed to do, because the adults have sat back and allowed the federal and state governments to illegally allure these criminals into this country. Now, if I was wrong about what I foretold years ago concerning illegals, friends, then I'll be more than happy to shut my mouth. But that's not where we're at. That's not where we're at all. No, this is continuing on because, again, the responsible party, the 329.5 million people, they're scared away by the 1.7. They don't want to be talked about. They don't want to be lied about. This is, again, irresponsible in more ways than one. I want to show you something here because I want to bring about the answers. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that the illegal immigrant arrested for alleged, of course, it's alleged when it's illegal, but if it's one of us little peasants, we're guilty until proven innocent, right? I'm tired of that. But an illegal immigrant arrested for alleged 25-day terror spree, including rape and armed robbery. Hey, folks, just imagine this. I introduced you to your new friends at the beginning of the week. Do you not think for some reason or another they're going to bring in the culture with them? It's exactly what they're bringing in with them. Here's another one. Illegal immigrant charged with murder of toddler. One of your children was murdered by an illegal, friends. Who's the responsible party? The one that committed the act and the ones that allured them in. Okay? Illegal immigrant charged with murder of toddler after multiple arrests. That means he's a repeat criminal. That means when he's busted and exposed for his crimes, the criminals in the halls of government release him again. Because all the good cops are saying, oh, you know, I got to do what I'm told. No, you swore to uphold the Constitution. And if you swore to uphold the Constitution, you need to go up to the flagpole and deal with the guy that's releasing them again. Then you're doing your job, and not until then. Let's go to this one. Federal judge blocks Texas law that would allow law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants. I told you, this little charade going on with Greg Abbott and the lieutenant governor and these federal judges, they're just playing off each other, friends. They're on the same team. I knew when Greg did what he did that to appease the people of the state because the people were rising up, and hopefully they still are. But what's interesting, here comes a federal judge, the tail wagging the dog, acting as if somehow or another they have authority over the states. No, that's why you have the 10th Amendment. And again, the federal government's a creature of the states, not the other way around. You have a federal judge blocking a law to stop the illegals from coming into America? Are you kidding me? This, as I said earlier, friends, are you kidding me? This is not Joe Biden's government. This is your government. The people that are in the halls of government today are a mere reflection of what the American people will tolerate. That's every country deserves the government that it has. It does. But I'm here to stand up and say, hey, listen, there's a lot of young people that are trying to figure out where their fathers are and the faith of their fathers and their mothers are to stand up. And for those that are, I'm not capping on you. I'm on your side. But for those that are not, shame on you. to say the least. And here you, again, let me show you another prime example of this. You have a local mayor where the residents shout down the mayor. And oh, of course, friends, if you're caught up into the unconstitutional games between the right and the left, it's got to be the Dems' fault, right? No. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And what do you have today? The right magnifying the crimes of what they call the left and what they tolerate. Okay? The residents are shouting down the mayor for defending Sanctuary City. No such thing, Americans. What, they can just merely create whatever they want and it's law because they said so? I can't see that. I see where our forefathers told us just the exact opposite. Matter of fact, when you look at Article 6, Section 2, that's the Supremacy Clause. And Article 2, Section 3 is the laws that they're supposed to enforce. And our forefathers told us that if it stood or they acted outside of that scope of authority, that it was null and void. Where are they getting authority to create sanctuary cities? I mean, folks, you're allowing the same government. You just really can't make up what's going on here. You just can't. You had to have seen this. And this is perfectly timed for what I'm going to say next. And I'm sticking to the same topic. You've seen this said lawmaker in Virginia? I'm sure you have. This, again, is a reflection of the American people. A man dressed as a woman that the mainstream media wants you to believe is a lawmaker. There's nothing that contradicts itself more than that. That's like saying, hey, the devil is the lawmaker. No, he's not a lawmaker. He's a transgressor. He's a deluder. He's a liar. And when you put this up against John 8:44, that's what you're going to see right now. Notice what happens here. This is in a Virginia court showing the American people what it is that they'll tolerate. Here is a man dressed as a woman.
The senator may state it. Madam President, how many votes will be, would it take to pass this bill?
That's a man.
That would be 4/5, Senator.
And what would be the exact number for that, Madam President?
Yes, sir. That would be 30.
She called him sir. Right away, a clerk stands up and says, that's a woman. So what happens? The little pervert, the little abomination stands up and walks outside of the door. And then it makes national news, friends, because they want to cast into your mind that if you don't pretend with us, we're going to get you. If you don't pretend with us, we're going to get you, because she called him a sir. Well, guess what? Biologically, he's a man. Like it or not, yes, sir, no, sir. But again, the reflection is that men in Virginia allowing a man dressed as a woman to call itself a lawmaker. Put that up against Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An extremely dangerous winter storm arriving in California this weekend and unloading feet of snow. Parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains are expecting up to 10 feet with 3 to 5 inches falling per hour starting on Friday. Both President Joe Biden and his political opponent, former President Donald Trump, visiting the U.S. southern border on Thursday. They rarely agree on anything, but they do both agree the situation along the U.S.-Mexico border does need to change. The Senate passing a short-term funding bill that once again avoids a partial government shutdown. President Biden is urging Congress to work on a long-term funding bill to finance the government. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm chuckling here, guys, because I'm just going to call it for what it is. I am humored by how many people join live chat. And then when they can see that other people know the word, all of a sudden they disappear. Because they know that a good portion of what they're saying is nonsensical heresy. And they've got to come over here and start teaching us something. Here, teach us something. 1-866-582-9933. Tell us what you're speculating on today, please. Set us straight. 1-866-582-9933. Yep, we're here contending for the faith is what we're doing. Folks, if you want to call in, you can again, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. I was just highlighting the fact that this is an invasion, right? Residents, they shout down the mayor for defending something that doesn't constitutionally exist. You know, as a matter of fact, I want to go back to this too. I just seen somebody saying something about how this isn't legal, so on and so forth. That's right, it's not legal. Under the Constitution, you're the law. So if you see something going on that's illegal in this country, is it your job to just sit back and tell everybody what they're supposed to do while you do nothing about it? No. No. That's why the people, it first starts with us individually before us and the Lord, right? Mark 1:15. Matthew 3:2. Acts 2:38. Acts 20, verse 21. And then once we're set with the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost, then we go out to our communities. Then we go to our counties. Then we go to the city. Then we go to the state. Right? And we come together and we lawfully deal with the crimes that we see in front of us 24/7. We don't just sit back and tell everybody what they're supposed to do and not be a part of the answer. That conflicts with Scripture every step of the way. We as Christians are called to bring the answers to the world. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. We're to be the repairers of the breach. And my goodness, when it comes to our children, common sense says we stand up. We train them up. We protect them. We nurture them. We take care of them. We lead them as we follow the Christ, right? Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. If you're not a fisher of men, it's you aren't following the Christ. It's that simple. No, we get a bunch of Epicureans and Stoics that want to talk about something new. I see it all day long. That's all they want to do is talk, talk, talk. Or listen, listen, listen. And they do nothing, nothing, nothing. They're deceiving themselves every step of the way. I want to show you something that I showed you yesterday, and it's important that I do, just to show you to the degree that federal and state governments have gone. And we know that they're doing this. The American people know it. Hey, folks, the best way to prepare for peace is to prepare for war. And the fact of the matter is you're in this, like it or not. I want to show you how far the American people have allowed Joe Biden and his criminal administration, just talking about in the present, have gone. When it comes to child trafficking, check this out.
This soundbite. My understanding is that you went to the southern border. Now, you're saying that you're going to give people facts. What did you take away from that experience, and what kind of reporting are you going to be bringing back from that experience?
I'll tell you the fact I took away. I talked to the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I asked him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them. Is it possible that we're sending them into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute. We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Let's play this.
See, what's happening, friends, is you're being Europeanized. That's what's happening. You're being Europeanized. And this is your government tearing down the infrastructure by violating the very laws that they swore to uphold. For a better way of saying it, they're tearing down the laws and erecting in its place a global order in their own devilish image. Again, put that up against John 8:44. That is what's happening. And there's nobody in this country that can stand against what I just said. There is nobody that would disagree with what I just said. But I'll tell you what, their inaction agrees with those that are committing the crime. That means they have become accomplices to the crime of those that are guilty of it. That's what's happening. I want you to see this. Because again, you just heard what Dr. Phil had to say, and I'm not saying that he is the end of the conversation, but I am saying Christ is. But I am saying that what he said and what he shared with us is absolutely true. We knew that when all the kids were starting to miss, disappearing back in the 80s and the 70s and the 90s and the 2000s, we knew the government was doing this. We knew that they were trafficking children. If you haven't seen Conspiracy of Silence, friends, that's what much of it was all about. If you haven't taken the time to check out a kid named Paul Benazzi, check him out. He'll tell you exactly. He said he's seen kids being sold out of Las Vegas. Of course. Now it's common knowledge. Reminds me of an attorney I know out in Virginia. Man, he was all about dropping the hammer on crime until I started to tell him where it was coming from and who was responsible for it. Well, I was crazy for a minute. And then after it became his reality, he calls me up and says, Bradley, what about this? Yeah. Oh, now you want to listen. Yep, because now it's hitting home, isn't it? Amos 6:3. Yep. People have to wait for it to come home first. Come to their front doors first before they respond. I want to show you something. People, you ask me all the time, no matter how many times I say it, and I'm talking about my family. You know I say this all the time on social media platforms. You know that I'm speaking to my family, those that listen to me every day in 160 cities. You know exactly what I say about it. Okay? You know, now going back over to the point that I want to make, I want you to see this. This is Cornell Law School, how I continuously have reiterated the point that when a crime is committed by an illegal, listen carefully, I'm going to show this to you. It's 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. That means illegals. It's a felony. It's called treason when it comes from your said representatives. Read Article 3, Section 3. Okay? If a crime is committed by an illegal when they come into America, federal and state governments, those that allured them in, are responsible for the crime, along with the person that committed the crime, because they were a part of the crime in aiding the individual to commit the crime. Look at this. 8 U.S. Code 1324. I was just saying, friends, I give you the answers every day. Okay. See what it requires is your response. See, truth demands a response. You're asking me for the answers. I'm giving them to you lawfully right now. Outside of Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay, that's the process. But now we're talking about the act of treason by federal and state governments. 8 U.S. Code 1324 says bringing in and harboring aliens. Okay, Cornell Law School. What does it say? Knowing that a person is an alien, brings to or attempts to bring the United States in any manner whatsoever such person at a place other than a designated port of entry so they enter legally, or place other than a designated by the commissioner, regardless of whether such an alien has received prior official authorization to come, enter, or reside in the United States, and regardless of any future official action which may be taken with respect to such alien. Knowing or reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, transports or moves or attempts to transport, folks, Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, churches on the border, as they're being allured in, they're being bused to churches and military-style camps in the United States of America. All on your dime. Which should bring you to the next question, well, how do they get my money? The federal and the state governments that are alluring them in are also reallocating your tax dollars in working the illegals to take your place in this country. It's a sign of judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Let me keep going on here. In violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields from detection, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, you might want to check out James O'Keefe's last couple videos, friends, because your government's trying to hide these illegals and their I don't want to say their motion, but where they're going, their activities. They're trying to hide that and conceal that from the people in this country. And they've been doing this little by little for years, okay? But it says, from detection, such alien in place, including any building or means of transportation. You mean like giving them a bus ticket, a train ticket, or a plane ticket? Your federal and your state governments are already doing this. It encourages or induces an alien to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless regard, disregard of the fact that such coming to, entry, or residence is and will be in violation of law. Okay? We are a nation and an empire of laws. Your federal and state governments are violating law. They're transgressing law, which makes them criminal in action. I'm showing you the law right now. It's called a conspiracy. Engages in any conspiracy to commit any of the preceding acts, aids or abets the commission of any of the preceding acts, shall be punished as provided. Whoa, you mean they can actually be punished? Yeah, you want to know why? Because they don't have a lawful authority, a lawful right to do the things that they're doing. Again, because we never delegated that authority to Americans. So we can sit back and we can listen to Joe Rogan, or we can listen to Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity just talk about the problems, or I can give you the information so you can actually act upon it and deal with those that are being allured.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting the criminals. I'm highlighting right now 1825, okay? I'm sorry, 8 U.S. code 1324, forgive me, 8 U.S. code 1324. Those that are bringing in and alluring illegal aliens, okay? I want you to see what happens when you do that. It doesn't apply to those that are committing to the act of treason alone. It also applies to those that hire them on. You do know that federal and state governments have told these illegals to come in. You don't have to prove who you are. This is the same government that told us that the two towers were dropped by those from the Middle East, that created something called the Patriot Act, only to create agencies to work against the very people that they call their political opposition. We're in those times now. Because those warnings went unheeded. Okay. Now, I'm saying this because I want to go forward concerning the illegals that are coming in, that are being allured in by states and federal governments. With the aid of all those agencies, by the way, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that was created after September 11th, which deemed 72 different definitions of what a terrorist is, a domestic terrorist, and guess what it is? It's me and you. just so you can understand who's doing the attacking. Okay? When you look at this, what you see is, in accordance with Title 18, those that are to violate it with reckless disregard of the fact that an alien, they call him, has not received prior official authorization to come in. In other words, they come in illegally, as I stated. What's the fine? Well, if you look right here, friends, it says, an offense which the illegal alien is not upon arrival immediately brought and presented to appropriate immigration officer. Well, they are brought to the immigration officers, but then the federal and state governments say let them go so they can commit the crime again. Be fined under Title 18 and shall be imprisoned in the case of a first or second violation of subparagraph Bill 3, not more than 10 years in the case of first or second violation, not less than 3 nor more than 10 years, and for any violation not less than 5. But we're talking about treason here too, folks. We're talking about... We're talking about the federal government bringing in a 900% increase of Chinese nationalists. They hate our guts. You know they're being set to tear down the infrastructure within. If you don't believe that, can anybody help you? I mean, I love the saying, Charles Spurgeon's the one that brought it up, the Prince of Preachers. You could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. It's because you don't want to see it. But it doesn't matter because your reality is very tangible because you're in the middle of it right now. You are being invaded, not by a foreign government, but those that have played the Judas on you. Why is that happening? Because the American people have played the Judas to God. To God. Somebody said to me yesterday, Bradley, you got to yell. Yep, I do. I absolutely do. It's interesting. Old timers used to say, I love when preachers thunder it down. And it's not an issue of the will of man. It's being led of the Holy Ghost. It's an issue of being set on fire. Hebrews 1:7. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. How different the times have come. But you know, it's interesting. They have no problem watching a football game or a baseball game or a UFC match or any or some you know, one of their little idols that they put up on stage. They have no problem when people are screaming in worship of their idols just when they worship God. And what's worse, they get mad at you, and they ask the question, well, you know, why do you got to yell? It's like, listen, because I'm on fire, and I'm not going to put the fire out because you don't like it. And the only reason you don't like it is because you're being convicted. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. And because you're convicted, it bothers you. I agitate. Well, that's what a preacher's supposed to do. We want to bring about change. We're going to have to trouble the present. You know, the only problem is people haven't figured out yet. It's the alleged good people in this country that are the problem. When I'm talking about the 329.5 million people that allow the crimes of 1.7, it shows you how corrupt the 25.9 million people truly are. They're not the good people. They're complicit with the 1.7% and tolerating their crimes. And yet the Lord told us that we're to leave in the lump, that the whole lump might be holy. And leave in Scripture, friends, defines out as the wicked doctrines of men. But that should all come as no surprise, and I'm not being facetious. It was the good people during the time of Christ that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. See, they get mad at a preacher that's indignant towards the sins of the nation for calling it out. But again, they have no problem. They say they have a problem. They don't like what's going on in this country. No, but that's all the further it goes with them. Faith without works is dead, my friends. James 2:14 through 26. Apparently you're not aroused enough. Apparently, you're not awake. I mean, folks, what's going on is happening right before the American people with their eyes wide open. Their eyes are wide open. It's not a foreign country advocating for the murder of your own children. It's those that you tolerate in the halls of federal and state government. Away with God's statutes. We'll take on man's statutes, making void God's statutes, and then we'll get man's resolve, that system of indulgence they call the correction institution, not understanding that's why the whole system was set up in the first place, is so they could make money rather than bring about justice. I've had attorneys tell it to me. I've had lawyers tell it to me. Bradley, it's not a system of justice. Oh, there's the problem right there. You've left off your God. Because that's his heart, Jeremiah 9:24. You left off obedience to that God that you say that you love, Isaiah 26:9. And here's the fruit to prove it. The less than 1.7% of the population that you, America, tolerate. Hey, folks, when you watch this show, you listen to this show, you're either going to hate your sin or you're going to hate me. And the fact of the matter is, people get angry at me and they hate me, which only shows you that they love their sin. Well, I want to tell you this right now. As a nation, we're seeing the fruit of wickedness. And it's massive. It's massive because the massive amount of people in this country tolerate the leaving that they're supposed to lump out. And if we don't want to do that, again, say it almost every day, folks, you're going to get more of what we see today. You know, and really what it comes down to, folks, is my obedience to the Lord is heaven in me. Your disobedience to the Lord is the hell in you. I'm going to say that again. The obedience to the Word of God, which I'm going to adhere to regardless if anybody likes it, is heaven in me. Because I'm going to hold to His Word. I'm going to cleave to His Word regardless if men like it or not. The disobedience in you, to whom it applies, is the hell in you. It's the hell in you. It's the disobedience in you. You're okay with that sin. You're okay with what's going on. It gives you something to talk about, right? Now, throughout the show, friends, I just got done highlighting the crimes that are being committed against the people. I also want to tell you, I am not going to tolerate the crimes of the illegals. Nor am I going to tolerate the crimes of those that are alluring them in. And that's why I'm here today, shouting off. By the way, that's what it tells us we're supposed to do, is blow the trumpet. Isn't that interesting? Bradley, we don't want you blowing the trumpet, man! We don't want you blowing the trumpet! Oh, hang on a second, honey, I'm coming. I'll be there at the football game on Sunday. Oh, I got my little roster and my little megaphone. Don't worry about it. I'll be there. Bradley, you just need to knock it off. I can't stand when you do that, because when you do that, I just feel like I don't know what to do with myself. Here, I know what you're supposed to do with yourself. Put yourself before the Lord's commandments. Exodus 20, and repent. And let that law drive you to Christ, because when you're in Christ, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's time to get busy, because without a shadow of a doubt, we can do this. Regardless if it's a majority or a minority, I believe that we can get through this. That's the history of the church, and I trust the Lord with all my heart, in leaning not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledging Him. Proverbs 3:5. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Um,